Forget it, Harry. Now, Sam says I can't serve you anymore. You're a flim flam.
Oh, no, it ain't for me. I'm expecting a friend.
A friend?
Yeah. He asked me to order it for him. He did. In fact, he wrote it down. One beer.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. Wait 1 minute. 1 minute, Harry. Let me see that. Yeah, one beer. Harry, I just had to make sure.
Okay.
That'll be $1.
$1. Let's see. Gosh, I thought I had $1. Well, I got a 10. You got change?
Absolutely. There you go. 5 and 4 ones.
Oh, look at this. I have $1 after all. I don't need the change, Coach. Why don't you give me my 10 back?
Right. Right. There you go.
There you go. Wait. No, Coach, I don't want to carry around all these bills. Listen, give me a 20 for the whole thing. What do you say?
You got it.
Nobody move. Come on. Coach, don't you see what he's doing? I mean, he's shortchanging you.
Oh, no. Sam, he's outsmarted me before, but not this time. No way. Believe me.
Coach, how much money are you giving him?
$20.
How much is he giving you?
Oh, darn you, Harry.
Sam, I'm just trying to keep in practice. Coach, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a $30 bill. We'll call it even, okay?
What do you think, Sam?
There's no such thing as a $30 bill,
you
Coach.
You
want
to bet?
Get out of my bar, Harry. Come on.
Wait a minute. You owe me $10. What is this, a clip joint?
I'm sorry. Here, now go on.
You know, Sam, you got the wrong idea about me.
No, I don't. Now, Harry, you got 10 seconds to get out of my bar and give me back my watch, Harry.
I'm just trying to help you guys out. I mean, if you want to upgrade a little bit, I have to say it.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your
treating you, Norm.
I got just ran over its dog.
You're a little late, Norm. How come?
Vera dragged me down to the mortuary. Had to arrange for our funeral.
You thinking about dying, Norm?
Don't have any dates circled yet, but, Vera, she likes to plan ahead. Yeah, we're gonna get cremated.
No kidding. What are you gonna do with the ashes?
I wanted to throw them in her mother's face. We're gonna have them scattered over the Adirondacks.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Diane.
I'm sorry I'm late, but you'll be delighted when you hear why.
We were just delighted that you were late.
I had the most fabulous after-class discussion with my art history professor. Yeah. I now feel unequivocally I have a full grasp of Impressionism.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do Kirk Douglas.
Sam, I am sorry I was late. Is there anything I can do to make it up to you?
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Cheers. Coach, your friend Walt.
Oh, Walt. Walt, my God, it's so good to hear from you. Oh, I'm so glad the operation's over, Walt. Listen, I didn't want to say anything beforehand, Walt, but, I didn't think your chances going in there were too good. Oh, it's tomorrow? But listen, don't worry about it, Walt. You fly right through it. It's a piece of cake.
Oh. Hello, everybody.
Hey! Oh, the famous sportscaster.
Hey, Coach.
Right on, man.
Hey, Dave, we watch you here on the news every night.
You do the best sports report in town.
Well, well, what do we have here? Hi, Dave Richards. I'm an old teammate of Sam's.
Oh, Diane Chambers. I'm Sam's new waitress.
Mm-hmm. Sam have his brand on you yet?
Hardly.
Oh, well, good. Then you're in for a lucky day. Not only am I incredibly good looking, I'm also incredibly rich and incredibly nice.
And incredibly married.
Well, I am sorry to hear that.
You are?
Yes. I was hoping to reject you based solely on your personality.
Too skinny.
Can I have Coach buy you a beer?
No, Sam, I'm here on business.
Yeah, I noticed.
How would you like to be my interview on the 6 o'clock news tonight?
Hey, that's terrific.
Hey, you want to interview me? I mean, I haven't been in baseball for years.
Hey, I understand perfectly. You are one of the best relievers the Red Sox ever had.
Carla's right. You're still a big name in this town, Sam. We could do the interview right here in the bar.
Hey, well, you couldn't ask for more than that, Sam.
And besides, you owe me a favor.
I do?
Yeah. Remember that night in Chicago, 1973, those two young...
Dollars I borrowed? Oh, yeah.
Two young dollars?
Yeah, I hate it when they're wrinkled. Look, I'm out of practice. It's been years since I did an interview.
Hey, come on, Sam. It's good advertising. It would help business.
Yeah. Right, Colin. And we can all be on TV.
I'd like to see myself on TV.
No, you wouldn't. Trust me on that.
Come on, Sam. I haven't got all day.
Yeah, come on.
Sam, everybody in this bar wants you to do the interview.
Almost everybody.
What do you mean?
Oh, never mind.
Will you excuse me for just a minute? Diane, can I talk to you in the back room for a minute?
Certainly.
Thank you. I'll be right back. I just have to discipline an employee.
Oh, can I watch?
No. Okay. What's the problem?
What makes you think I have a problem?
Because you've got that Sam as a chatterhead and he wouldn't understand if I drew him a picture look.
Oh, I do get that. Sam, the fact of the matter is that you are an ex-jockstrap.
Ex-jock? That's ex-jock. Now, how many times I got to tell you that?
Well, what is the origin of the word jock?
From the French, Jacques.
Sam, those Where Are They Now interviews on TV,
They're
depressing. You know, any time you put a former in front of someone's name, even the most attractive, bright, successful guy...
Excuse me, attractive?
Yeah, even then, you know, something...
I didn't know you thought I was attractive.
Well, you know, I mean, when light strikes you in a certain way and your hair's combed just right and I'm standing back a ways, you're sometimes somewhat unrepugnant.
Yeah, that's what women call me. Tall, dark, and unrepugnant.
The point I am laboring to make here is that whenever I see an old athlete trying to relive his glory days on TV, I can't help but feel sorry for him, and I don't want to feel sorry for you.
Wait a minute. Feel sorry for me? Hey, look, I resent that. You don't have to feel sorry for me. You know who you should feel sorry for? I'll tell you who you should feel sorry for. You should feel sorry for the Flintstones.
I beg your pardon?
Well, yeah, they're opposite the 6 o'clock news, and when everybody finds out that Mayday Malone is on, Bedrock is going to be a very lonely little town.
Martina.
Hey, Dave, let's do it.
That's great, Sam. Give me 20 minutes, I'll bring the crew right back.
You got it. That'll give me just enough time to slip into my shawl and blanket.
Dave, this is a really good idea.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, about time you got around to May Day.
Well, actually, I'm really kind of excited that he agreed to do the interview. You know, John McEnroe canceled out on me.
So Sam was your second choice?
No, Jerry Cheever's out of town with his horses.
Third?
ML Carr has laryngitis.
Fourth?
Jim Rice is out of town, and Robert Parrish was last week, and Becky Bannerman, the junior high school gymnast, is on a field trip.
But Sam was the first retired guy you thought of.
No, well...
I said Sam was the first retired guy you thought of.
The very first.
He's on it.
Celtics got going pretty good, eh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I'm practicing my floating coin trick.
Pardon me?
Just a little something I do.
So it was a rigged up coin, huh?
No, it's just a half dollar. Take a look.
It's a trick or something, right?
No, it's not a
trick. Strings and wires, stuff like that?
No, no wires, no strings. I just take the coin, I hold it in the air, about like that. And then I let go of it real careful, and it just stays there. It floats. It hangs there.
And what am I, a goof? There's no way you can make a coin hang in the air. No way!
You got $5 if I can't do it?
Yeah, ten bucks.
No, yes. Wait a minute. Am I being hustled here?
What?
You are going to give me $10 if I cannot do it?
You're Onsville, pal. Come on.
I couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. You just got stuck with $10. Gooch! Who is this clown?
What clown? Harry! Harry, please!
Harry. Sam, I'm going. I'm going. I was just playing, okay? But whoever owns a Honda, thanks for the lift.
He take you for anything, though?
What did you say, Coach? Didn't hear you. I'm practicing suspending this coin in midair.
Oh.
Here. Oh, Carla, darn.
All right. You know, he's going to ask you what's your greatest memory in baseball. And I'll tell you what it is. It's got to be that doubleheader against the Orioles in 72. He saved both games with seven pitches.
Seven pitches.
Now, wait a minute. You want to talk about excitement, huh? Sam, tell him about opening day in New York. You come out of the bullpen in the seventh, the bases are loaded with pinstripes, Bobby Mercer's at the plate.
He hit a 400-foot home run off me, Coach.
My God, it was the most exciting thing I ever saw.
Coach, this is Sam's interview. Why would he want to talk about something bad happening to him?
You're right, Carly. I don't know what it is, you know. Sometimes I just think of the smartest thing to say, and then it comes out so stupid.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you should have heard it before I said it.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Well, Mayday, not in debt.
You ready, Sammy?
Yeah. Dave, listen, I'd like to do this if you don't mind.
Yeah.
First, we can talk about whatever my greatest thrill in sports was. Then I want to talk about my triumph over alcoholism.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, it could be powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
Then we could talk about Cheers, what I'm doing now, and if you have any time left over, we can talk about what I do about the crisis in the Mideast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cubs got that thing by 3.5 games, don't they?
Should be a stimulating evening.
Hey, Dick. Okay, a little bit more to the left, guys. Bolting.
Rowing. Action. I'm standing here in a popular Boston watering hole called Cheers.
What's wrong with his voice?
Come on, Diane. This is television. Cut the tape on
you. Come on, Sam.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, really, I gotta start over now.
I know, you'll be all right.
Gee whiz. Roll it, Ernie.
Rolling.
I'm standing here in a popular watering hole called Cheers. Most of you probably recognize the guy standing next to me. Or maybe you don't when he's not in his Red Sox uniform. But this is Sam Mayday Malone, ex-great relief pitcher from the Boston Red Sox and now owner and bartender here at Cheers. How you doing, Sam?
I'm all right, Dave. Thanks.
That's great. You've been out of baseball, what, 5 years now?
Yep.
Do you miss it?
Well, you know, I miss the fans. The people of Boston were very good to me.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the great moments you had here, Sam.
Well, I guess I'd have to say one day in Baltimore.
Oh, great. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Sam?
Well, it was I was working both ends of a doubleheader. That's the old story. First game, bottom of the ninth. I'm coming in with a man on second and third. We're holding on to a one-run lead against the Birds. And Boob Powell's coming up. I could feel the wind from his warm-up swings. I mean, the guy had the heaviest bat in the league. Papers are full of them. So I figured the only way I'm going to get this guy, as good as he's going, is if I challenge him on the first pitch. If I try to get cute, he's going to kill me. So I decide I'm going to make him wait on me, make him sweat a little bit. You know, I adjust my cap a couple times, go down to the rosin bag a couple times, walk around the mound two or three times. Then when I figure he's getting good and antsy, I go, and
Dave, John McEnroe just called. He said he's got something he wants to get off his chest. McEnroe.
Hey, Dave, what?
Sam, thank you. I'll catch you later, huh?
Well, I guess he got a better interview.
No. What happened to the boob person?
He grounded to third. Come on, coach. Let's serve some drinks here.
Yeah, right, son.
Tennis is a sissy game.
Come on, we got some thirsty people, right?
Damn shame, Sammy.
Nah, no sweat. Listen, I'm gonna be in back cleaning up.
That's our job, Sam.
It's my bar, Carla.
Listen, Carla, will you watch my customers while I'm gone, please?
Sure. I'll go over, act geeky, give them the wrong drinks. They'll never know you're gone.
Sam, this could be a crucial moment in your life. It is vitally important that you handle your emotions properly. The worst thing that anyone in a situation like this could do right now is to repress his feelings.
Diane, get out, please.
You need to lash out, to release yourself. Scream.
Get out!
Wonderful. All right, now. We need now to move away from the brute gut release of emotions into the more cerebral. Tell me, in one sentence, what you perceive to be your problem right now.
You won't leave.
Let's come back to that. Other people have been through what you're feeling. Even in a slightly different way, myself. Would you like me to share an experience from my life when I was horribly defeated and humiliated?
Diane, I don't want to hear a lead in a high school play story.
Oh, it's not a lead in the high school play story.
Well, I don't want to hear I didn't get asked out for the junior prom story.
It's not an I didn't get asked out for the junior prom story.
Well, I sure as hell don't want to hear I didn't get elected cheerleader story.
Okay, if you're just going to make a big joke about it.
Come on, I hit it.
Sam, I was terrific.
Look, what happened to me today put a period at the end of my career. The last thing I need is a cheerleader right now.
Well, that's what you need the most. Hey, you know, I was looking at you at that interview today. Yeah, I didn't see a washed-up ex-former has-been. No, I saw a guy who has a great deal to look back on with pride. And a great deal to look forward to with hope.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Of course, it didn't hurt that you were standing next to a Cro-Magnon. But, Sam, here's the point. You know, you have to put the past behind you. You have to turn and face the future. Look at it. You have to open your eyes, see what's right in front of you. You're young. You're alive. Feel that. Feel that in your whole body. Appreciate what you've got. Live for today. Go for it, Sam. I tell you, go for it. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, hey, look. One of my lights is out.
It's a reflex, Sam, you know? I learned it in a class, practical feminism.
Oh. Whew. What was your final, crippling of Buick?
Look, I'm sorry I had to do that, but I came in here with very honorable intentions of trying to help you out.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. Look, I really appreciate you coming in here. High point of my day.
How long have you wanted to do that?
Do what?
Kiss me. How long have you denied that burning desire?
It just came to me. It was an impulse.
Good. Because if you've been thinking about anything between us, it is out of the question.
No, I haven't.
Good.
Listen, Diane. Thank you. I will put the past behind me, and tomorrow I'll feel better, but tonight I'm going to feel bad. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Hey, Sam, will you do me a favor?
You want me to try and take your purse, right?
Okay, I deserve that. No, I'm curious. I want to hear about the booger.
The what?
The guy from Baltimore.
Listen, Diane, I know when I'm being patronized. I may not have had 80 majors, but I know when I'm being patronized. Second game, bottom of the ninth. Boom's up again. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing a clown in my dreams. You see, if I serve him a gopher ball, we're five games out of first place with only eight to play. Now, there's only one guy on base, but it happens to be Don Buford. I mean, he's over there on first base dancing around. I had to go over there 20 times.
To talk to him about dancing?
No. You see, you got to throw the ball to first to keep the runner close to the bat. If you don't, what happens?
Wait. Don't you throw the ball at the batter?
Look, this story's going nowhere. Why don't we just forget it?
Oh, good. Now we have time for my cheerleaders.
All right. Buford's on first.
Where? Right there. Put it down. Easy mistake, John. Let me give you another shot. Once again, anyone make that mistake. Once again. Double again. Come on. Three times. I'll tell you what, let me give you a hand. Which one? Right there, gentlemen. Oh, one more time, please. Right. Let me give you a chance to break even. I feel just terrible. Again.